Welcome back to the sixth episode of Roughing the Caster from the Stan Sports Official Podcast. I'm here with my co-writer Adam Simkowitz. I'm Dylan White, and we're finally here in person, and we're going to talk about the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about the first quarter of the NBA season and a bunch more, so let's get right into it. Alright, so first we're going to talk about some NFL. We're going to give predictions for like some of the more the bigger awards, and then we're going to talk about the playoffs, especially the wild card, because that race is pretty crazy right now. So, hold on, let me clear everything. As of right now, the wild cards in the AFC are projected to be the Steelers and the Bills. Is that how you see it ending up, Adam?
The wild cards being the Bills and Steelers?
The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills, yes.
I personally do not. I would think maybe the Bills for sure.
Yeah, they're a lock.
They're, I'd say, guaranteed. I'm pretty sure they are guaranteed one, but
yeah.
So the Bills, and then I don't know. I don't like the Steelers very much. I know you're a Steelers fan, but
they suck.
They suck. I don't know. They're 6-5. They don't have Juju. They don't have James Conner. They don't have Ben Roethlisberger. Their team's pretty bad. Their offense sucks.
Their defense is so good.
They just lost Stephon Tua a week or two ago.
They lost Stephon Tua in like the third week of the season.
That's not true.
That's yes, not it even is. Close to yes, being it true. Is. What are you talking about?
They did not lose him in the third week of the season.
Yeah, they did. He was placed on injured reserve October 14th.
So dude, that was like after the sixth then. Of the week.
No.
Dude, he played week 5 and he played week 6.
Okay. That was like 2 months ago. Adam. Okay, he played week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, week 5. He got hurt. Got hurt in week 5.
He got hurt in week 6. He did not play that
week. He had no stats. He didn't play that week.
He got hurt early in that game.
Fine. He got hurt in week 6 and it's week 14. Or it's week 13. So that was like a month and a half ago. Plus, they had a bye. So, shut up.
Well, Ben Roethlisberger was hurt, like, way before that, too.
Yeah, he was hurt week 1.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they lost big playmakers.
Yes.
So, that was the point.
Okay, but they were, like, 1-4 without Ben. And they are still 6-5 without Ben.
What? What do you mean
like,
they were?
That
doesn't make sense.
They were 2-4 when Stephon Tua got hurt, and now they're 6-5. Him being hurt doesn't really matter.
So he sucks.
That
he's bad.
Yeah, he's terrible. No, he's amazing. But the Steelers defense is better because we got rid of him and then got Minka Fitzpatrick, who was the defensive player of the year.
Oh, that's a bold take.
The defensive player of the year should always be Aaron Donald. Or Stephon Gilmore, best cornerback in the league. That guy's amazing.
He locked down Amari Cooper.
He locked him the fuck down.
Clamped him.
Okay, so if you don't think the Steelers are going to make playoffs...
No, I don't.
Who is it going to be then? Cleveland, Oakland, Indianapolis, Tennessee?
I think it's coming from the AFC South. Kind of like the Titans with Ryan Tannehill. Not going to lie.
He's so much better than Marcus Mariota.
Dude, remember when we thought Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, and Derek Carr were amazing?
Dude, there was one year where... In fantasy, like, fantasy football isn't real football, but it's still, like, a pretty good indication of how good a guy is. And I was like, okay, I need to either draft Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr, or Dak Prescott as my quarterback.
Yeah.
And Adam took Mariota and Winston, and I was like, fuck!
And you got Derek Carr, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And that Jameis Winston's the only one of them who's good now. That year, he also got benched for Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, half the year.
Jameis Winston has, like, 20 turnovers right now.
But he's kind of good.
He's good in fantasy. He's not a good quarterback. But yeah, that was very funny. That we got off on a tangent there. Jameis Winston is probably my favorite quarterback in NFL. He just looks so stupid out there.
Dude, he reminds like chicken me. Thing.
He's like if Kevin Nicklich was a quarterback. He always like squints like, everywhere, and he's like really like, funny when he like fumbles the ball and stuff. And he just kind of looks
that,
like
thing he did with like.
That, yeah, when he's like eating a W. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He has lost 4 fumbles, and he has thrown how many interceptions?
You know who has more fumbles? Daniel Jones, dude.
20 interceptions and 4 fumbles.
Daniel Jones cannot hold on to the ball. He has 20 interceptions?
Yeah. He has 24 turnovers in 11 games.
Man.
He's so good, though.
Dude, but...
He's a beast. I freaking love Daniel Sorensen.
What's Daniel Jones's?
He's disgustingly bad.
He has...
you want to hear a fun stat? Hold on.
No.
All right. Get your stat first.
Daniel Jones has played in 10 games. He has 8 interceptions, and he has 12 fumbles. 12 lost fumbles.
12 fumbles?
12. That's a total for 20 turnovers as well.
He has how many turnovers?
20.
Well, Jameis has 24. Jameis is so much better.
But Daniel Jones did not start the first couple weeks, so...
In 11 games this season, Jared Goff has fumbled 11 times. Or 10 times. In 11 games. Isn't that insane?
Well, that's a lot of fumbles. Less than Daniel Jones.
How many fumbles did he have?
12. In 10
12?
Games. In 10 games.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this year of football, it's been hard to watch. Dude. It really has. I mean, I love Daniel Jones. I love his face, but he sucks. Mace Rudolph sucks. Jared Goff actually sucks. There are so many sucky quarterbacks this year.
There's so many good ones, too. Like Dak and Russell Wilson.
And Lamar.
You know who kind of sucks? Patrick Mahomes. It's kind of bad.
There are only, like, 5 good quarterbacks this year. And the rest of them are terrible. Tom Brady isn't even that good this year.
Like, Aaron Rodgers isn't that good this year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
to be fair, his receivers are, like...
Yeah, Devontae Adams sucks.
Yeah, he's one of the worst receivers in the NFL.
The NFL has been hard to watch, and...
Josh
Allen is good. I love Josh Allen. Okay.
Lamar Jackson.
Good.
Dak Prescott.
Good.
Russell Wilson.
Good.
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes.
Kirk Cousins.
When Kirk Cousins is like a top 5 quarterback in the NFL, that's someone you know there's a problem.
He's like top 10, yeah.
He's like top 5. He's definitely better than Josh Allen.
Patrick Mahomes?
No, he's not. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Dak Prescott?
No.
Lamar Jackson?
No.
Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
You think?
I think he's better than Deshaun Watson this year. Wow. Deshaun Watson scored 6 points in the Ravens, dude. It's pathetic. Probably for the AFC in the playoffs, I'd expect it to be Buffalo and Cleveland?
I like Cleveland too.
Maybe? It's a really... This Cleveland versus Pittsburgh matchup this week is really important for the playoffs. Alright, and we're back.
Alright.
Dropping the caster. I don't know how this happened again, but I think when I turned the car off, it stopped the recording. So we only missed like 15 minutes of
talking. Yeah, we can just redo it.
We can just redo that. So we're back. I'm an idiot. I really suck at this whole podcasting thing.
You're so bad.
I'm really bad at it. But yeah, we're back and we're talking about our top 10 NBA players.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll start over. We were at number 7, but nobody heard it. Nobody knows that we were at number 7. We have no proof because I didn't record it. So yeah, top 10 NBA players at the quarter mark of this season. And I'll start with my number 10, who is Pascal Siakam.
And, really? Who would know that?
Yeah, I know, right? Shocker, even though you've already heard it. Averaging 25 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 4 assists. He's a great defender. He can do pretty much everything. I really love him as a player. Like, he's efficient as hell. He can shoot the ball, he can get a bucket whenever, and he can play some hard defense. I don't know. I really like Pascal Siakam. He's helped the Raptors stay like a legitimate team even through Kawhi's absence. And I think he deserves to be regarded as a top 10 player. Adam, thoughts?
Yeah, I liked him last year. I thought he was really good. Big reason that they won.
Yeah.
I liked how he was the most improved player, and I know it's tough, but I could honestly see him winning it again.
For sure.
But it's not going to happen.
Yeah, because of Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins is averaging 25 points a game.
Dude, he's always scored a lot of points.
Yeah.
Just, like, gets no assists and no rebounds.
But, I mean, he's got 5 rebounds, 3 assists this year. He's playing pretty well.
Well.
And he's shooting the ball well, too. He's very efficient. I'm back on the Andrew Wiggins hype train.
Let's just say that.
All right, continue your argument about, continue what you were saying about your 10th player.
All right, well, I didn't even start number 10, but I'll redo it and say Bradley Beal.
Mm-hmm.
As I previously mentioned, he's carrying the Wizards. John Wall being out for the season after, like hurting his ankle in his home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But, yeah, Beal's putting up, like, anywhere from, like, 30 to 45 minutes a game, which is a ton. He's getting, like, 3 three-pointers a game. He's dropping, like, 30 points. And he's the entire Wizards team currently. So,
what about Jan Mahinmi? Is he still on the team?
Jan Mahinmi?
Yeah, I think he's pretty important.
He's terrible. I don't think he plays. You know who's really good?
Rui Hachimura.
Troy Brown Jr.
Troy Brown Jr.
And Thomas Bryant.
Thomas Bryant, I've always been on the Thomas Bryant train. I think he's good.
Ish Smith?
Ish Smith? No. Troy Brown was good, though. I mean, he's coming out of Oregon, right? He's like, freaking athletic as crap. He's, like, a later pick. I'm glad that he's doing better now.
Isaiah Thomas.
He's a bucket. All right,
number nine. Who's your number nine, Dylan?
Adams, my number nine is Mr. Joel Embiid.
Mr. Embiid.
I think at his peak, he could be a top five player. He's just physically, like, more dominant than any player in the NBA, save for a few guys. He's just, like, a beast all around on defense, and he moves well for how freaking tall he is. However, he's not been super great this year. He's been, like, good, but not good for his standards. He's averaging, like, 22 points a game, 12 rebounds, which is insane. Like, he's good, but I think he could be a lot better. The 76ers haven't been as good as I expected. And if you're going to be, like, a top five player in the NBA, you have to be the best player on a top five team or, like, a top 10 team. You know what I mean?
That's agreed.
And I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I had Joel Embiid is my number nine as well. I kind of agree with everything you said there. The Sixers, I think, had they been a bit better, I personally thought they could be number one in the East.
Yeah.
They're not now.
Celtics are part somehow.
Part of the reason that I don't have them ranked a bit higher. But, yeah, I agreed with all that stuff. I think to be in that upper half of the top 10, you got to be, like, on an elite team and, like, help him.
You got to be on another level.
Yeah.
He's not on this. He's a star, and he's not really playing like a superstar.
All right.
Number eight.
I got LeBron James. I know you mentioned you were a bit.
That's bullshit that you have an eighth, so just explain yourself, please.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you're not the best player on your team,
okay,
you don't deserve to be top five. I mean,
I disagree because I have two players from the same team in my top five.
Well, good for you.
Okay.
I wonder who they are. But yeah, I think LeBron, he's obviously doing really well, getting a ton of assists. His rebound numbers went down a lot.
He's leading the NBA in assists. And he's 6'8" and 250 pounds. Did you say his rebound numbers were down?
Yeah.
He's seven rebounds per game.
Down them.
That's what he averages on his career.
Down from what he's been getting the past few years, bud.
Okay, bud.
Bucko.
Okay, bucko. All
right, but yeah, LeBron's my number eight. I think if Anthony Davis wasn't on the Lakers and he was doing what he was doing, it would be different, but it's, like, hard for me to say, is all LeBron doing this? You know, when you have, like, one of the best players and you're, like, getting your assist numbers are going to go up, I mean,
yeah,
that, like, sure. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, because Trae Young's team is so good. That's why he's averaging so many assists per game.
John Collins.
He's suspended.
DeAndre Hunter. Cam Reddish.
Cam Reddish.
Jabari Parker.
Cam Reddish is terrible.
Jabari Parker is really good.
Did you know that Jabari Parker is third in the NBA in dunks right now?
In dunks?
In dunks. He's dunked the ball third most through 20 games. Isn't that weird?
It's true. I like look at dunks.
Yeah, but like he's not an athletic guy, and he's not like a center.
He's like a isn't that just power weird?
Yeah. So my eighth ranked player right now. This is like a list of like who I just rather have on my team.
DeAndre Bembe, that guy's good.
Are you done?
Yeah, I just.
This is a top 10 list of who I'd want to have the most, And number 8 is Karl-Anthony Towns. I think he's second best big man in the league. Well, if you don't count Giannis as a big man. I think he's really freaking good. I think now that he's kind of, like, out of the reign of terror of Jimmy Butler, and he's, like, no longer being bullied by his teammates, he's really like, you know, coming into his own. He's no longer as soft as some people might have thought he used to be. He's averaging 26 points, like, 12 rebounds, and, you know, he's really being a force on the defensive end, which is something that we really haven't seen from him yet. And he's really leading the Timberwolves right now, and I like it. He needs a point guard, though. If Karl-Anthony Towns can get a legitimate point guard on his team, say, like, a Chris Paul, Timberwolves can be really good. What do you think, Adam Timkiewicz?
Yeah, I kind of zoned out a bit. I'm just looking at those people because I don't know them.
Okay.
But,
you looked at people because they were strangers.
So, I'm going to work with them in a couple weeks. Just taking a peek. Looks like he's struggling to bring in 2 cards. But, yeah, what was
however, I said Karl-Anthony Towns is my eighth ranked player.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I actually have Karl-Anthony Towns a tad bit higher than that. I think he's elite. I think he's the best true center. He's
Anthony Davis.
He's like a power forward center.
That's true.
So
that's
I mean, because do they have like Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee?
That is true.
So okay. The best like true center.
Yes,
I would say.
And he totally kicked Joel Embiid's ass in that fight earlier this year. Like, and, dude, that was just bullshit how Ben Simmons got him in a chokehold. Like, Karl-Anthony Towns totally won that. Whatever.
Dude, that was a freaking James team battle.
That was a battle between the Giants of James team.
Yeah. Dude, but you want to hear something crazy, dude?
I want to hear something insane.
Karl-Anthony, dude, guess how many three-pointers he's getting a game?
5.
4.
4?
But still,
Jesus,
that's like a ton,
I was joking. So he's making 4 games.
Dude, he's got 3.9 a game. Dude, he's
holy like, cow. Like, how many is he taking?
I don't freaking out. But, dude, take a peek at that. But, dude, he's averaging 12.6 rebounds, 4 threes.
He's taking 9 threes a game. Isn't that insane for a center?
Dude, and he's making, like, 4 of them. That's, like, pretty damn
good.
That's
good. That's very good.
So, yeah, I don't know. Dude, he's, like, he's special.
He is very special.
I'll personally just... I have him ranked a tad bit higher. But at number...
Did you do number 8 or number 7? Have you done number 8? You said you had LeBron James.
I had LeBron at 8.
All right, so who do you have at 7?
At 7, I have Paul George.
Interesting.
You know, going to the Clippers, pretty exciting with him and Kawhi. I don't know, man. I don't know. It kind of, like, makes me mad that they don't, like, play a lot.
Yeah, it's like, they're not annoying. They're cheating the system a little bit.
Especially with Kawhi.
Yeah.
Paul George, you know, he missed a big chunk of the early season.
But he was actually hurt.
He was like, really hurt. But, like, he's not playing, like, a lot now. Right. When you're looking at, like, these other superstars.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's just, now he's not a top 10 player, but, like, he definitely, he's
well, like, dude, if I had a team and I had Paul, I'd rather have Paul, like, he'd be in the top 10.
Yes, you're right.
I'm not blaming him. I'm blaming, like, Doc Rivers for, like, the franchise for, like,
I'm making a quick edit to my list. I'm swapping him to 10th instead of Pascal Siakam. Paul George is way better.
Yeah.
You're very right about that. 7th, for me, I had Damian Lillard, also known as Dame Dalla, one of the best rappers in the NBA.
Dude, didn't you have a rap battle with Marvin Bagley?
Yeah, he did. He dissed him. And he dissed Shaq, too.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't either because I don't listen to that music.
We're going to listen to it.
So, yeah, Damian Lillard, he's cold-blooded. He's a beast, and I want him on my team. Like, he reaches another level during the playoffs, and he can get a bucket on pretty much anybody. And, I don't know. He really wants to win, and that's what I really look for in, like, playoff basketball. He has, like, a competitive edge over almost everybody. So, yeah, number 7.
On the note of Damian Lillard, we're going to play you a clip of Damian Lillard's Marvin Bagley III diss track.
Yeah, let's get this up to the speaker.
We're gonna skip around so we don't have any copyright issues, too.
Yeah, no copyright issues.
Turn it off. Oh, shoot, dude. Amateur bars, man. Grown man bars is something to up to this real shit. The things we do for the glitz and the glamorous. Follow backs and like pics from your camera. It's about to pass because you still in a pamper, bruh.
And I never seen Floyd spar with amateurs. So it's the one and only time I'm picking up the phone. I'm the type that you want to know. Say I'm lying, I put it out for the public. Asking about my third album before the second was published. You a fan, put respect on my name. All right, that was a little snippet from
Marvin.
That is what it's called.
Yeah,
Dave Millard, best rapper in the NBA,
using a classic diss beat right there.
Yes, that was just beautiful. So moving on to my sixth best player, Kawhi Leonard. In last year's playoffs,
my sixth best player too.
No
so
way.
I'll just
he was one of the best players. On another level in this past playoffs. He was at an all-time great level, and I probably would have had him top three. However, his injuries have actually been limiting him, and I'm kind of worried about him. I don't know. It seems like he's had a lot of injuries with his knees and his hamstrings. I mean, when you play the long seasons, like an 80 game season, and you play with the whole playoffs, it's not normal for a guy to be able to play that long and like not get hurt. Like if a guy, you know, plays 8 full seasons in a row and makes the playoffs every year and goes to the finals every year, like, he should probably get hurt at some point. It's actually an accomplishment, I think, if you don't get hurt playing that much. Ahem. LeBron James. And, I don't know. Kawhi Leonard, he's very good. He's still one of the best defenders in the NBA. If we were just basing this off of who would I want at full health in the last 2 minutes of a game on my team, he would be top three. It would be him, Giannis, LeBron. And but this is right now, and I think he's got some injury concerns. I don't know if he's at 100% athletically. I think he's about 75-80%. But I don't know. I still think he's very good. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I agree pretty much. All that stuff. I had him ranked the exact same, number 6. Like I mentioned with Paul George, it kind of like sucks what they're doing. You know, like the Lakers, you see like Anthony Davis and LeBron, they're playing like probably 5 more minutes a game than those guys.
And they're playing every night almost.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Anthony Davis has been having, like, a shoulder issue, and he's been, like, listed as...
limited?
Yeah, but, I mean, no, he's been, like, playing in every game as a thing. Like, he's playing through it. I think that's, like, the toughness and stuff that Kawhi doesn't have, which is why I have AD ranked a bit higher.
Yep.
I don't know, I wish that their, like, organization was kind of just, like, we're paying these guys, we're going to play them. If they get hurt, they get hurt. You know, it kind of sucks for, like... season ticket holders, fans.
Well, the thing is like that do they miss home games?
What?
I feel like if I was doing load management, I would play every home game, but I would definitely take like away games off. Has he missed like a bunch of home games? Let me look that up.
Yeah, take a peek.
If you look at player efficiency rating, he is really just not up there right now. He's like top 20, but I don't know. I'd like to see a lot more from Kawhi Leonard.
He missed Milwaukee when they were playing Giannis at home. He missed that game.
He missed that?
Time. You remember that? That was the big deal.
I don't remember that.
November 6th, that was like when this like huge discussion started. They were playing Giannis and the Bucks at home. It was primetime, like nationally televised, and he was sitting it out. And he was like, I don't want to play. And like,
yeah,
you know, going up against the best guy at your position to do that, like...
it's kind of soft. It's very soft.
Very, dude. It's very like soft. The worst.
Just say you're injured or play. You know, I don't know. Moving on from Kawhi Leonard, we've talked about it. I'll go to my number 5, who I know you have a bit higher, is Anthony Davis. Back into the MVP discussion, probably leading the MVP discussion. Anthony Davis, probably leading the Defensive Player of the Year discussion. Anthony Davis is just an all-around beast. 3 blocks a game, 1.5 steals. He's really freaking good. Like, him and LeBron James are just, like, tearing up the entire NBA right now. They're, like, 15-2. They're insanely good. Anthony Davis can't be guarded by pretty much anybody except for, like, a few centers. I feel like he needs to actually take more threes. He's shooting at about 34% right now, but he only takes 3.5 a game. I really think that it could add more to his game if he shot the ball more from long range. But, goddamn, that guy's good. He is so freaking good. And, yeah, we're seeing what we missed last year in New Orleans, and I really miss watching him play, and he's just so damn good.
That's extremely fair, yeah. I have him ranked a tad bit higher. My number 5 is Karl Anthony Towns. Kind of discussed him already, so we can kind of skip over that one. But he's my number 5.
Yep.
Who's
your number 4?
My number 4, James Harden.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah, he's putting up, like, crazy numbers again. A lot of it's volume. So,
Yeah, a lot of it. He shoots about 24 times a game.
I don't know, he's making like 5 threes a game.
He shoots 14 3-pointers a game.
Dude, but like, dude, he's like gonna average like 40 points a game.
Oh yeah, I know. He's insane.
That's nuts.
He's insanely good.
It's like, I don't get it, man.
I don't get it either.
Like, dude, why would you just let him, like, I feel like if you like PJ Tucker shoot the ball that much, he would be like, I don't know, probably not. I don't know, like, dude, if you give like someone that volume,
then they'll score a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you're right about that.
Like, is he special? That's my question.
Yeah, yes, he creates his own shot. He creates his own shot 24 times a game, pretty much, which is something that we've really never seen like at this capacity. I mean, MJ has done it, like LeBron has probably done it at some point, but man, James Harden is a goddamn scoring machine while still passing the ball and still playing a little bit of defense. He does turn over the ball a lot. But I have him actually ranked one spot ahead. I don't know. The guy is really freaking good.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, yeah, he's really good. And I have him at third in my rankings.
So who's your number
one? One ahead of Luka Doncic. And that's a bit, like, I mean, I don't know. Luka Doncic is so fucking good. He's my number four. And I just love watching him play. It's like watching Larry Bird reincarnated. He's averaging 31 points a game, 9 rebounds and 9, or pretty much 10 rebounds and 10 assists.
Absolutely insane.
He's insanely good. And he's an MVP candidate right now, but, like, it's been 20 games, you know. James Harden just, I feel like based off of reputation, I would take James Harden right now just because of the experience. Yeah, Luka Doncic is so good. And if he continues this throughout the course of the season, I will have him number three. And, but I don't know. His defensive stats aren't exactly there. He's not a great defensive player, but neither is James Harden. I have them pretty much equal. 3A and 3B. They're both so good. And, yeah, he's a proud member of James' team. I love Luka Doncic. He sees the game in a different way. I feel like he is on the tier of LeBron James, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird. The guys that just see the game a different way. He's fucking 20 years old, dude. He's 20.
Yeah,
and he's doing this. He's one of the best players in the NBA at 20 years old. LeBron James didn't even do that. I mean, yeah, he was.
That's actually what I think is the thing that, like, makes him. I'll spoil it a bit. He's actually my number one. Yeah, he's amazing. It's nuts. He's so young. He's like, he'd be in like college a lot of guys, and he's like, he like currently he's easily top five.
If you were starting an NBA franchise with anybody, it would be Luka.
Oh God, not even close.
Honestly, this is a really stupid hypothetical, but if you had your choice of any NBA player at 20 years old to start a team with, like any current NBA player, LeBron James included, Anthony Davis included, everybody included, I think my pick would either be LeBron or Luka.
Well, like, I think it'd be those two guys. That's a weird question, because you obviously know what LeBron was through his career, I mean.
Right, like, exactly. And the potential of Luka is,
you think he's like, almost higher. To be the best player ever.
Yeah. Like, one of the best players of all time.
Dude,
he's so good. He's unbelievable. And he's doing it efficiently. He's scoring 31 points a game on 49% shooting. Like, and he's a wing.
Like, dude, he's getting 10 rebounds, like, 10 assists.
And, like, he gets to the line, too. That's another thing. He gets to the line so much. He's such a savvy offensive player. And, like, it's so rare to see this at such a young age. And I don't know. Like, I don't know. And he's still only shooting, like, 33% from the three-point line. Once he improves that, like, dude, there is no ceiling on Luka Doncic's game. He's unbelievable. So, yeah. Luka Doncic, folks. Dude, just watch out. Watch out for him.
Dude, how is he not a number one overall pick? Like, dude.
Well, he should have been. Everybody knew he should have been.
Dude,
nobody thought that DeAndre Ayton or Marvin Bagley was better than him. Teams were just scared. They were just scared.
That was sucks, dude.
Yeah. It sucks for them that he was a third pick.
Do you like the Hawks picked him too?
Yeah. I mean, Trae Young's good though. I'd be happy. Like, I wouldn't be too sad if I picked Trae Young over Luka Doncic. But so yeah, moving on past James Harden, past Luka Doncic, I'll get to my number two, because I've already talked about James Harden and Luka, and that is LeBron James. Also known as the greatest player of all time, also known as the man who went to eight straight NBA finals, pretty much by himself. Just kidding, wasn't by himself. But he's another guy.
Garbage.
What?
I don't want to hear this.
He is. He's done it again. As we're talking about Luka Doncic changing the game, doing things he's never seen before, LeBron has done the same thing. he's entered a new phase of his career. Like, he's had so many different acts in his career. He had the first Cleveland act where he was a scorer. He was young. He could dunk on anybody, and he didn't really shoot the ball that much. And then he went to Miami, where he became the best player in the league by far, won a couple of championships, won a couple MVPs, and was, like, I don't know. He had one of the greatest four-year stretches of any NBA player of all time, where he was just purely dominant in about every aspect. Then he went back to Cleveland, where his main goal was just winning, where he passed the ball, he made everybody around him better, and then now he's in L.A.
Okay, the thing is...
And now he's the best point guard in the
he's
NBA.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
You'd take him over Luka Doncic.
Yes.
No.
Yes, at point guard,
you would take him over Damian Lillard.
Yes.
You would take him over Trae Young.
Yes.
No.
Yes, no. 100%. LeBron James is the best player in the NBA other than somebody else right now, who is my number one. LeBron James is unbelievable. He's doing this all in the regular season, too, which, as we know, he doesn't, like... He does have a different level in playoff time. And he's still being one of the best players in the NBA. So, LeBron James is amazing. But, however, he is shooting 67% from the free throw line, which is worse than what I shot in high school. So, I am better than LeBron James at one thing relating to basketball. And that is shooting free throws.
You're better than LeBron James.
I am a better basketball player than LeBron James. I shot 73% from the line.
Me too.
No, you didn't. So who's your number one? Luka?
Yeah, I said Luka.
Who's your
We already talked about the other guy. At three, I had Anthony Davis.
Talk about Giannis.
At two, that's the guy you have at one. I got him at two. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nice. That was good. Antetokounmpo.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, mm-hmm. Best player in Dylan's opinion. Second best player in my opinion. He's amazing.
He's so fucking good.
You know, he's a younger guy too. I don't know. He's dynamic. That's why, like, when we mentioned Kawhi sitting out against Giannis, that was, like, ridiculous. Because, you know, that's, like, something that's only going to happen twice this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He's nuts. He's, like... he just can't shoot, though, which kind of sucks. But, like, he's, like, an elite defender. He's, like, putting up crazy numbers. Mm-hmm. He's got, like, three, what did he call them? Like, steals and blocks.
Stocks.
He's got three stocks.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He's 30 points.
Top 10 in points, top 10 in top 3 in points, top 5 in rebounds, top 20 in assists, steals, blocks. He's so efficient. Shoots it at 56% from the line or from the field. He's so goddamn good. And he's just a monster. He's 7 feet tall. He can do anything on the basketball court. He's the most complete player right now. And honestly, I would take him over LeBron James in a playoff series for some reason. I hope I regret saying that. But yeah, Giannis is just... I don't know. What? What are you laughing at? Are you laughing at that guy?
Yeah, he walked all the way down and there was no cards. Didn't just look.
All right.
But, yeah.
So, yeah.
Giannis. All right. Giannis. So, that about wraps up that segment.
Yep.
Top 10 NBA players. We'll take a little break and we'll be back
with the Roughing
the Caster podcast.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Roughing the Caster. I love you. And we're back with Roughing the Caster, where me, Dylan White, I'm just going to talk about college basketball for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not a big CBB guy.
I freaking love college basketball. You all might not know this, but the best podcast in the world, well, it's not One Shining Podcast anymore. It's now called Titus and Tate, featuring Mark, Titus, and Tate Frazier. They just came back. It was my favorite podcast ever, and they canceled it pretty much, and then they came back. So it made me very happy. And they got me in the mood to talk about some college basketball. And I just wanted to give some predictions for the rest of the season. I just wanted to go through some teams and say whether or not they suck or not. So Duke. Duke this year, this past week, was ranked number one in the AP Top 25. They lost to Stephen F. Austin at home. They suck. They're not good. Vernon Carey is not a good number one, and neither is Trey Jones. I don't believe in them. I don't know. Louisville? Sure. They're good. You know, Chris Mack, he's doing what he wants. He's doing his thing. And Louisville, Jordan Nwora is back. He's doing good. They haven't lost yet. They're probably going to be number one in the AP rankings after this week. And I do like their team. I like the team a lot. Still going down the list. We got Michigan State and Kansas. Two very similar teams, even though I think Kansas is a bit better. I think Azubuike is one of the most dangerous centers in the country. I think he can pretty much... He can, like, score on anybody that's his height or whatever. And they also have Devin Dotson out of Providence Day, which is where I'm from, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think he's one of the best point guards in the country. They've got that 1-2. They've got good guard play, and they've got good... They're very good at defense. And they just won the Maui Invitationals. They got the Maui bump. And I think they're going to be very good this year. I would bet on them to win the national championship. They would be my pick right now. Another team that I'd pick to win the national championship is Michigan State. I think they're very good, even though they might not be as deep as Kansas. They might not be as spread out, but I do believe in Cassius Winston, and I do believe in Mr. March, also known as Tom Izzo. They're very good. Yeah. Moving on, we got Mark Turgeon and the Maryland Terrapins. They're not good. I believe they're phonies. I don't really ever believe in Maryland.
Question.
Yes.
What do you think about Cole Anthony?
Cole Anthony's a fucking badass. He's so good.
He's so good, really?
He's very good. Maryland is not good. I don't believe it. I'll believe when I see it. North Carolina, I watched them play Oregon the other day. It was really interesting. They've got a weird team. They've got a weird starting five. They got Brennan Robinson playing for some reason. They got, I don't even know.
Leaky Black.
Leaky Black plays a lot, and I don't really know about him. Same with Garrison Brooks. They don't have a whole lot of talent.
Do you except worry about, what about the white guy who looks like he's like a heroin
Andrew
user?
Platek.
That guy, yeah.
He's terrible. And Cole Anthony
dude,
is...
Dude, seeing him in prison, dude, he was scary.
Yeah,
dude.
He's weird looking.
He looked like he was...
Yeah. Cole Anthony is the only good player on their team, but he might be the best player in the nation.
Armando Bacot.
Armando Bacot is good, too. But he's good, too. Blah, 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 blah. Virginia is my next team that I'm talking about for a little bit. Obviously, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. They pretty much are averaging on defense. Like, they're allowing, like, 43 points a game. They're insane defensively.
43 points.
Yeah, in a basketball game. They're freaking crazy good. Never count Tony Bennett out. I can see them going to, like, the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four. I don't think they have the talent to win at all. I don't think Diakite can be your best player. I don't really believe in Kihei Clark. I think he's a little bit small. And then I'll skip over Gonzaga. They're good. They're going to make it far. Mark Few always comes in clutch. Kentucky is good. I think they're a sneaky team. They're going to be a sneaky team in March.
Trajan. Oh, wait, no.
No, that's a Duke. I don't believe in
Trajan. Who's that freaking guy who, like, Marksy?
Maxey.
Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. I actually need to look at their roster because I really like a lot of their players, even though they have kind of gone downhill since going off in the Champions Classic. I really like Ashton Hagans. They have a guard named Ashton Hagans, and he's a beast. And they just have so much talent. They have Khalil Whitney, who's good. Like,
damn it.
Emmanuel Quickley, EJ Montgomery, Tyrese Maxey. These are all, like, McDonald's All-Americans. They're so freaking good. And I don't know. I really like their team, and I don't know. I think they're underrated. Blah, 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 blah. Next up, a team that I think is really good, Ohio State Buckeyes. I think they're going to make the Final Four this year. They're so good. Caleb Weston, really fucking good. They have a few guys that can ball out, and I'll move down the list. Memphis is an interesting team. They're 16th in the AP top poll right now. They obviously have James Wiseman, who's suspended until January, but I think that guy's unbelievable. I think he can take them as far as they want to go in the tournament. Penny Hardaway's out here dropping bags. They have Precious Achiuwa, who's a weird-ass name, but I believe in him, too.
What do you think about Clemson? Are they good?
I was just about to talk about them. They have not received a vote for the AP Top 25 yet, but I actually like them. Them getting an at-large bid, maybe like an 11 or 12 or 13 seed, I think they could pull off an upset. They've got some guys that can hoop. Amir Sims, I think is his name, is their center, and he is such a beast. I freaking love watching him play basketball. He's like a stretch five, but he's 6'8". He really wants to win, and I've seen him play in person. I've seen all those guys play in person. I fucking love that guy. He's the leader of Clemson's team, and I think he's special. Along with, Telvin Mack. Telvin Mack, I think he's the best player in Clemson. He's a grad transfer, and he can rain threes, and I think he's really athletic, and he's really good. And I think that's all
I
got to say.
What do you think about Davidson?
They suck.
Kellen Grady.
They're trash this year. Oh, forgot to mention one more team. A team that isn't even ranked right now, but they're going to be ranked because they almost beat Kansas in the Maui Invitational. The Dayton Flyers. Those motherfuckers are good. They're going to be top 15
team. They just beat Kansas, right?
They almost did.
They didn't win?
No, they were very close. They beat somebody. Fuck.
What's that team that beat Duke?
Stephen F. Austin.
Are they going to make the tournament?
No. I mean, yeah, maybe. Duke just sucks this year. But yeah, Dayton is very good. Obi Toppin, certified beast. Put him on the National Player of the Year watch.
Obi Toppin?
Obadiah Toppin.
Like Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Pretty much.
From Star Wars?
Yeah, pretty much. Cool. Pretty much. A few more teams that I think could make some noise in the tournament later this year.
Seton Hall?
No. I don't know. I like Washington with Isaiah Stewart.
Dude, Florida with freaking Kerry Blackshear Jr. Yeah,
they need to start playing better. They're not playing up to how they should be. Kerry Blackshear is kind of disappointing me right now. Texas Tech is really good. They're the most athletic team in the country. Chris Beard is doing it again. So we'll see if they can run it back after losing the championship last year. And that's
you like UNC Wilmington's team?
I fucking love UNC Wilmington. Like, they almost beat Chapel Hill, right?
Yeah.
What was the score of that game?
It was like 12 points, I think. They were like, I think we were winning at halftime.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean.
Cole Anthony went off.
Yeah. UNCW, dude, best team in the NCAA. Dude,
they can't get rebounds. That was the issue. They're
going to get bigger. They're going to get stronger. They're going to get rebounds.
Shaikim something. Dude, the guy who went to United Faith, he's actually like, he drops like 20 a game.
Really?
Jalen Sims.
Jalen Sims. No
he's
way.
Good. Kai Toes from Japan.
Sick.
Freaking, who else?
Yeah, one more thing about Clemson. Sorry to interrupt you. Oh. They're a very young team. Watch out for them in 2 years.
Do you have class with any of them?
I do. Not. I have classes with football players, though. They're very funny.
Do you talk to them?
I've talked to a couple of them.
Who? But,
like, I talked to this tight end.
Like, anyone who's, like, relevant.
He's going to be relevant. He was a four-star.
He's going to get drafted.
I mean, he was a four-star, and he's a freshman this year, so he hasn't played.
Dude, someone who's going to get drafted.
He might get drafted, dude. I don't know. Okay, calm down. God. All right, that concludes stupid freaking college basketball talk. Thank you for listening to College Basketball Talk with Dylan White and Adam Simquist. Thank you. That ends this segment. Goodbye. Swish. It's impossible.
All right.
What else can we talk about?
We should talk about what we're going to write, because we need to write stuff.
Yeah. This is how we're going to end the podcast. So we're going to wrap up the podcast now.
With a little bit of a preview of what we got coming.
Yeah. FTS Sports, not going to lie, it's been very inactive lately. And that's my fault. I've been slacking.
You and
Adam.
Fault.
Adam has been posting. He's been very diligent. But I've just been caught up in the whirlwind that is college at Clemson University.
Even though you play Xbox for 4 hours a day.
Exactly. I just got caught up in the whirlwind of Madden.
You and Hank. Really slacking.
So, I'm going to be writing a lot about college basketball this year, especially around Christmas time, around winter break. We do have finals coming, or exams coming up in the next 2 weeks, so maybe we won't be posting then.
Well, that's not going to stop me.
Well, that's because you're an irresponsible student, and I'm going to be studying.
That's not true.
Well, not all of us go to a community college, Adam.
You are not going to be studying.
Not all of us go to a community college.
Not a community college.
All right.
And you're not going to study, dude. Come on.
So, yeah. I would definitely be looking out for me to post some top 25, some power rankings in college basketball. I actually might do a top 50 because I feel like...
That's kind of cool.
I feel like there should be more rankings in college basketball. I might write about that. Because, I mean, there are so many fucking college basketball teams that there needs to be more rankings than 25.
Well, yeah, dude. Especially, like, how many teams make the tournament? Like, 64?
64. I think there should be a top 64. I really do.
That would make sense.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, do that. Start a new thing.
Ooh, a top 64.
Yeah,
that should be. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. And then football, I'll do a playoff preview when the season ends. I'll do an award prediction article, and yeah, NBA. We'll do something around All Star break.
Yeah. So for my stuff, I'm wrapping up the third installment of the farm system rankings. That's gonna drop tomorrow morning. So get excited for that.
Yes,
also, I'm working on the ranking NBA's starting fives. It's going to be a two-parter. One early 2019/2020.
Oh, damn, that's actually really
good. And then one late season. So that first one, that'll be dropping sometime in December. The second installment of that should be sometime like right before the playoffs.
I have a small suggestion for the starting lineup thing. You should rank the rotations. Like, just rank the top eight players on every team. So they like, so everybody knows like, who to look out for in the playoffs.
Starting fives, closing fives. Like,
just like starting fives plus like the first three guys on the bench. Because I feel like those guys matter a lot. Like,
we so saw just the like Raptors. Ranking teams, pretty much.
Yes. Fuck. Okay, then, yeah, just do starting fives. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, I feel like, because in the playoffs, you know, you're going to be having,
you got guys playing 37 minutes a game. And then you're very right about that.
The rest of those guys
that
matter.
Yeah, yeah. Very true. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. FTS Sports is coming back.
Yeah, we're gonna,
I'm going to stop being lazy.
2020 is our year.
2020 is the year of FTS Sports.
When you see, when you look up any sports thing, FTS Sports is going to be above ESPN every time.
It will no longer just be Farm System Rankings 11 through 20.
That's not going to be the only one that's above everything.
So, yeah, thank you for listening.
That's so funny.
Thank you for supporting FTS Sports.
I want to see if it's
goodbye.